podcast hosted by Bobby Enright.
Welcome, guys, to another episode of Reach Your Peak podcast with your host, Bobby Enright. On today's show, we're going to speak about the importance of a morning and evening routine. In previous shows, I would have spoken about this a little bit, but I think now we just need to kind of go a bit more in depth in it because we're coming to a point of the year where the routines for a lot of people have been changed and have just really been impacted by the summer, social outings, maybe kids off school, maybe the sessions you were doing prior to summer aren't the same, and maybe your kind of motivation isn't the same during the summer. Maybe you're losing that bit of drive within your health and fitness goals. So what we have to kind of see here is one thing about setting a morning and evening routine: it will prime you for success that day. It will help you to be more effective in your thinking, in your actions, in your behaviors. And it just helps you not to kind of stumble through the day because you're going to maximize your productivity, which is really, really important. Because when we get up in the morning, every one of us have loads of stuff to do that day and you're planning as much as you can. But what we want is that you're not kind of stumbling through your day. You're not struggling with making decisions. You're not kind of been late and delayed. You want to start as you mean to go on. So I suppose the important thing here is let's simplify a routine. A routine is a sequence of actions that you do repeatedly. That's really, really important. So remember, a sequence of actions you are doing repeatedly. So for example, you get up every morning, you brush your teeth, you get yourself ready for work, whatever. You go to the gym. These are all routines that you're doing. But the key factor with this is trying to put it into a sequence that you repeat over and over and over and over again. And that's really important. People who really achieve their goals, studies have kind of shown and literature has shown that they tend to credit a lot of their success to being very productive from first thing in the morning. Having that routine set is really, really important. And it's just the small stuff. And that's what we need to try to develop. Because if we can develop a morning and evening routine, we set ourselves up both for to attack the day and then at nighttime to really wind down and switch off and get ourselves ready for the next day. So when we look at what we could do, and I think this is of utmost importance, and I am definitely one that has a morning routine. I like to get up. Like my routine basically on a Monday to Friday, it's very similar. I get out of bed. I don't look at my phone. The alarm normally goes off or I'm awake at about 4:50 a.m. in the morning. I get out of bed, brush my teeth, wash my face. At the moment, I'm in prep, so I go and check my weight after I've gone to the loo. I go downstairs. I leave the dogs out to go to the loo. I get my food that I've already prepared the day before, my breakfast, post-workout. I put that in my bag, fill my bottle of water, get my clothes, put them into my bag. And then I leave the dogs back in and I leave the house to go to the gym. And the routine in the gym is exactly the same. I go in, I hydrate, take whatever I have to pre-workout, go in, hit my weight session, come back, shower, change, wind down a little bit for a minute, and then have my first meal of the day. Now, the one thing that I have stuck to there religiously is that routine. And the other thing as well is not looking at my phone until I actually physically go into the gym. So I don't look at my phone when I get up first thing in the morning. I put it away, and that's a morning routine that I have found has helped me massively. So let's break down what's the difference between a habit and a routine. Habits are things that you do automatically, like checking your emails as you wake up in the morning, or putting your keys in the drawer when you come in from work, or putting your shoes away. These are all like habits, but routines are a collection of habits or actions that you do on a regular basis to basically get your day in order. And marking things off on like a to-do list, for instance, or your five tasks you have to hit each day. So this is really important that you understand the difference between an actual habit and a routine. So what we need to set is we need to set a routine around our habits and then build new habits to suit the routine. So a very, very simple way to look at it, a few routines that can really help you to get after your day is basically getting up a little bit earlier, just getting up a little bit earlier and basically doing something for yourself. And I spoke about this before. The first 20 minutes of the morning should be all about you. You getting up, making your bed, brushing your teeth, Getting your clothes for your workout or whatever it may be, maybe getting out for some walk, go downstairs, get hydrated, get your food ready for the day, get into the car and go to the gym, go to your class, go for a walk. This is all a kind of a routine with habits inbuilt into it. The habit of getting out of bed, not checking your phone, the habit of getting out of bed and brushing your teeth, the habit of getting out of bed and going downstairs and hydrating, the habit of getting out of bed, going downstairs and making a highly nutritious, high protein breakfast. And again, having a habit of getting out of bed earlier, so it allows you to go and train or allows you to go for a walk and get out in some natural light. So this is really, really important. So getting up a little bit earlier, I think, can help a lot of us. Now, obviously, the thing about sleep is it's one of our hugely beneficial aspects of our health and fitness when it comes to rest and digest and really regenerating the body. And we want to basically go to bed, have good quality sleep, repair, rest, and get up and attack the next day. So getting up earlier, guys, requires you to have a little bit of a routine at nighttime that you're not always going to bed at 12, 1 a.m. in the morning. You're going to bed at a decent hour where you kind of look at, okay, I say, for instance, you normally get up at 7 a.m. in the morning and you've decided, listen, I'm going to try this 6 a.m. routine. So that means you look at when you were originally going to bed, when you were getting up at 7 a.m. in the morning at nighttime, and you bring that back an hour. So if it was 10 o'clock, you push it maybe back to 9:30. If it was 11 o'clock, you bring it back to 10 o'clock. So it allows you to have the same sleep amount, so the same sleep and time. And another thing as well is getting up earlier, you'll feel a lot more fresher as well. Getting up early, it tends to... if you go and you get up and you train, and I'm a massive believer in morning training, it does appear that it brings about more productivity that day. You've less distractions, you've greater creativity, and your mind is fresher and you're less stressed because you've got up and you've empowered your body with a workout. Maybe that could be a walk, that could be a run, that could be a gym session, that could be a class. The power of a morning workout, I find, is absolutely crucial when it comes to getting results. I'm a huge believer in training in the morning, because I think it's one time when people don't let the day get after them, and they can go in, they can smash a workout, and then they can go about their day, and whatever comes in front of them that day, it's not going to deploy or disconnect them from their actual workout and looking after themselves. And this is really, really important. Another thing that you can do, and a lot of us probably do, and I do, I do as well, is getting up in the morning and making your bed. That's such an important thing. It's like it's an inbuilt habit that you should have, because it makes a sense of accomplishment straight away. You've accomplished something. You've got up. You've made your bed. That's really, really powerful. There's something also. It's a discipline. And if you look at discipline and you're setting that as a discipline, just like you go downstairs or you go and you wash your teeth, and you brush your hair, or whatever you do, and you get ready for work, or you go for your workout and you get all your gear ready, that's a discipline. You're disciplined to do it on a daily basis. And the discipline will carry you through, right through all your life. And that's really important. And that's something that you should be teaching your kids. You should teach them to get up in the morning. You should teach them to make their bed, because that discipline will carry them through their adulthood. Because you've learned it from a child. So something as simple, and you might think, oh my God, that's just doesn't make sense, just making your bed, how is that going to make me more productive? Because you've accomplished something straight away. You've done something that you can say, yeah, I've accomplished that, I've made the bed. Okay, next routine, next habit. So what we're doing is we're putting all these habits, getting up earlier, making our bed, we're putting them habits together, and that's going to be our morning routine. Simple one, going to the bathroom. Not looking at your phone is a huge morning routine, and I would say set that 100%. Have a time, at least if you can give yourself 30 minutes, maybe push it to an hour before you ever look at your phone. Your alarm goes off, that's fine. Stop your alarm and then carry on with your morning routine. Getting up earlier, making your bed, brushing your teeth, washing your face, going for a shower, whatever it is, getting ready for work. This is really important. And the other thing I would say is this will start to help you be more disciplined straight away. And that discipline will transfer into other aspects of your day 100%. And when we look at just the simple stuff of even having that morning routine around your bedroom, that can really set you up as well, because it gets you up with a sense of purpose. You get out of bed, you make your bed, you go wash your teeth, you go for a shower, you get your clothes. You're straight away, you're being creative, you're being productive, and you're not distracted by anything. You're just focusing on yourself. Okay, I need to get these things ready for myself. And then you go downstairs. most important factor, and we spoke about this a second ago, is exercise. So eating a healthy breakfast and exercising regularly, this is 100% to me non-negotiable. Because what you want to do is you want to release endorphins into your body in the morning. You want to get your body kick-started and let it go, let all that stress of life not get at you straight away. You're straight in, you get your workout, you're meeting your friends, whatever you're doing, you're going for a walk, you're getting out in fresh air, you might be listening to a podcast or something, whatever it may be. But you're empowering yourself straight away. And then you're looking at fueling yourself right for the day ahead. So you've came out of an exercise session, you're focused, you're clear-headed, you're ready to go, you've set your tasks for the day, and then perfect finish to that morning routine is having a healthy breakfast. Not getting up having high processed sugar cereals for breakfast. It's just going to drive blood sugars through the roof. And then an hour later, you're hungry again because your blood sugars drop. So having a nutritious breakfast, making a breakfast smoothie with whey protein, natural yogurt, berries, some chia seeds, fiber, fruit, carbohydrates, whatever it may be, protein, something that's going to nourish your body. Maybe having some eggs for breakfast, fantastic source of protein and fat. Starting your day that way. Starting your day by the way you started it, by going and exercising, put the fuel that's required back in then and really fuel your body. And I can guarantee you, you're going to stay focused. You're going to be more clear-headed. You're going to feel good about yourself. Your body will feel good and your energy will be up. And that's going to transcend through your day. So it's easy for you then to have a very productive day because you started with a very solid morning routine. Remember, we run back through this routine and you write down your own routine and you stick to it religiously. Bring the discipline. So you look at rising early, making your bed, going and doing some exercise, eating a quality breakfast, nice, nutritious breakfast. One ingredient foods as best you can. Don't be pouring cereals out of a box and stuff like that, processed foods. You want to eat good, healthy, nutritious food to fuel your body, fuels the brain, and you're ready to attack your day. And then when it comes to your evening routines, it's all about setting a tone for kind of the next day. You're kind of setting yourself up for the next morning. So you're gearing yourself up for a restful night's sleep. So you need to have strategies in place for this. Because if you've had a very, very good morning routine, then you've had a very productive day, you've hit all the tasks that you wanted to, then you need to move forward into that evening routine. So the key thing here is clearing your head, getting rid of all the stuff from the day. You have to clear your head. Doing this before you sleep allows you to put aside any distractions of that day and get your mind to shut off. So you have to have some form of routine around this. How are you going to clear your head? Sitting down in front of TVs at nighttime watching TV program, yes, it's very relaxing. It's maybe a favorite TV program, but don't have that as the last thing you do before you actually go to sleep. Have something in between that that's going to clear your head that you can say, right, I'm going to put aside all the challenges of the day, all the crap that went on, and now I'm just going to do something like maybe meditating, maybe reading, maybe journaling. Something like that. It could be even going up and maybe tidying your room, or it could be maybe just going up and setting up a bit of a routine around setting up yourself for the morning, getting your clothes ready and stuff like that. Then you might just take a couple of minutes where you're away from everything and you can just relax for a minute. It could be you just sitting down in a room in the house where you just have no sound, you just relax. Give yourself that 15, 20 minutes. Clear your head of all the stuff that went on that day, if there's anything bothering you, and just say, right, I'm winding down, preparing for the next day. And it could be, like I said, you could prepare for your next day by just setting up your clothes and all that kind of stuff. And that's a little bit of a routine in itself. And that can kind of be, for a lot of people, can be very therapeutic because they're preparing themselves for the day ahead. So we have to practice proper sleep hygiene. You have to look at that, guys. This is really, really important. Sticking to the same sleep-wake schedule is really, really important. You don't want to be going to bed at 10 o'clock one night, 11 o'clock the next night, 12 o'clock the next night, getting up at 7 a.m., quarter by 7, half 7, 8 o'clock, 6 o'clock. Your sleep routine is all over the place. We want to stay within a circadian rhythm. We want our body to wake up at the morning, go to sleep at nighttime when it's dark, and I'd be totally wind down, and then wake up in the morning when it's bright. And we want to have kind of roughly the same sleep routine, same time going to bed, roughly same time getting up, even at the weekends when you're off, because what that will do, it'll set your circadian rhythm. Your body's used to that rhythm then. Again, we spoke about minimizing blue light exposure from your screens, your tablets, watching TVs. That's really, really important, because if our last thing we do at night is look at a computer screen or a TV screen, you're getting blue light exposure, which we've spoken about in previous podcasts about our sleep. And if we minimize blue light exposure, we maximize the body's ability to produce melatonin or sleep hormone, where blue light starts to desynthesizes that, and it's not going to help you to kind of wind down and get the body into a position where it feels, okay, now is the time to go to sleep. So having the routine of just stepping away from all that 30 minutes before you sleep, at least meditating, reading, journaling, whatever it is, getting ready for the next day, that's really important. And again, look at where you sleep, guys. We spoke about this before as well. I'm not going to go over it again, but temperature, your room is not too warm. Dark as possible, that's what we want. A nice area that you feel very comfortable going to. And your bed is massively important. We spend a massive amount of time in our bed. So making sure you're investing in a good quality pillow and a very, very good quality mattress. You want to make sure that when you really look forward to going in there, you really look forward to just be really relaxing. It's very comfortable and you really enjoy going to bed at nighttime and looking forward to getting a good quality sleep, because your bed is so comfortable. Your pillow is perfect. You don't have any pains in your neck or shoulders next morning when you wake up. This is really important. And these are the things we need to invest in. We don't need to be investing in fancy cars and fancy clothes. We need to invest in what's going to make ourselves more productive, more creative. What's going to make us more empowered to really attack the day, which is going to make us exercise better, get results quicker. That's going to be your sleep and your sleep hygiene. And that's of utmost importance when it comes to just really getting a good night's sleep. So kind of just to go back to the start, guys, setting a routine can really help you win each day. And that's going to be so important if you start to think about it, because a lot of people who achieve, and people I coach both in the gym and online, one of our morning routines, and I'll tell you, is getting them to do at least 3,000 steps in the morning and hydrate their body. And that has been, I have seen result after result after result for the people who actually do that, because it's doing everything I've spoke about today. It makes them more productive. They have a sense of achievement by going for a walk. They're less distracted in the day. They're more creative. They're fresher when they go to work. They're less stressed. And all these factors lead to them reaching their goal. And 90% of their goal is weight loss. All these things I've been on about rising early, making your bed, eating your breakfast, exercising, all that stuff, you might think, okay, I've heard that before, but are you actually doing it? You've heard it before, but are you actually doing it? If you're not, maybe just try it. Open your mind to this, because it could be the game changer for you in terms of getting results. Because I think a lot of the time we can be a little bit lazy, and we need to pull ourselves out of that little rut we're in and say, right, let's try something different. Let's try this morning routine and evening routine. Let's see if it makes a difference. And I can guarantee you 100%, if you have a morning and evening routine and you stick religiously to it and you're disciplined, it will carry over to the rest of your day and you will be more productive. Absolutely. So really important, guys, you start to think to establish this as kind of one of your main goals through your week. Because it's going to empower you for change. It's going to give you that sense of accomplishment that you is a great way to start the day. Like, imagine getting up every morning and actually doing something. You've accomplished something straight away. How that's going to make you feel. Do you know, like, it's like when you do an event, and as I'm recording this podcast today, I've just ran, and my wife has just ran a half marathon. I'm in the middle of prep at the moment, but there is a great, and should I be doing a half marathon? Absolutely not. I'm trying to support my wife. She's training for a big event. So I did the half marathon, but there is a massive sense of accomplishment today. I did that distance with not a huge amount of fuel in the system, because obviously I'm dieting at the moment, but I still did it and I enjoyed it. And my wife did it and she enjoyed it and she ticked that box. So there's a sense of empowerment there. There's a sense of achievement there. And straight away, you're feeling great about yourself for the day. It was done early this morning. It was the first thing. Get up, hydrate, get ready for the race, get some food in us, straight into your race, do your race, and look how you feel after it. 1,000,000% you feel after it. So that's really important. So I think setting these routines, guys, having some sort of accomplishment in the morning, whether it be you going for a walk, you going to the gym, you getting a class, whatever it may be, that's going to empower you for the rest of the day and is going to light up the rest of your day. And I can guarantee you light up the rest of your week for absolute results. And again, I talk to people when I'm dealing with prep clients at the moment, it's all about routine. You have to have that discipline, that set routine, because it helps you so much. It takes away the guesswork. It makes it easier to make decisions. You're less likely, if you have a routine and you set habits around your dieting, to choose the wrong foods or to put yourselves in situations you shouldn't be in. So it's really important, guys. Hopefully you can take something from this podcast and you can start to look at your own routine at the moment and say, listen, can I change something? If you can and you feel that you can change something, do it. Don't think about do it. That's the most important thing. Remember our analogy. Ready, fire, aim. Stop thinking too much. If it's not working, change it. Implement your morning routine and your nighttime routine, and I guarantee you'll empower yourself for change. Okay, guys, again, thanks a million for listening. I really appreciate all the support on the podcast. I have guests coming on, and I know I keep saying it on a weekly basis, but I have two guests now booked in, and they're going to be very, very exciting for the next couple of podcasts. We're going to try to nail them down by next weekend. So we're going next week's podcast, you're going to have a guest. And then about 2 weeks after, going to be another guest. Two guests I'm really looking forward to talking to, and something you're definitely going to get a huge amount of information from. And that's really going to help you with everything related to your fitness. Podcast, remember, if you look at that the Reach Your Peak podcast, you'll see my new slogan is nutrition, performance, recovery. That's the most important factors when it comes to reaching a goal. You have to put the right nutrition in, then you'll be able to perform, and then you have to recover. So that's the way I want you to start to think about your kind of your own training. What's your nutrition like? What's your performance like within your training sessions? And what's your recovery strategies like? Really, really important, guys. Once you start thinking that way and use that analogy within yourself, I guarantee you'll empower yourself to get better results and get quicker results for yourself. Again, guys, thanks a million for listening to another episode of Reach Your Peak podcast with your host, Bobby Enright. Have a fantastic week.